Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Danny, it's not Christmas, but it sure is a white wonderland out here in Ohio.
Man, must be nice to have seasons. We have like one and a half seasons. Or I guess technically two. We have summer and not summer.
Exactly. I woke up and I pulled the window curtain down and I'm just like, oh, it's white outside. Awesome.
Ohio continuing its racism.
I bet everybody down south are happy.
Why is that?
Because everything's white. That's where the
I see.
The skinheads are. They're in the southern KKK? Ohio. Yeah.
it's the whitest outside, like their favorite time of year. Mm-hmm. It's snowing again.
Good.
It's like the complete opposite of that one Tommy Lee Jones volcano movie with Anne Heche, where at the end the little kid's like, you know, does that little sweet moment of, they're like, which one's your mom? And they're looking, everyone's just like suit covered, and he's like, I can't tell. Everyone looks exactly the same. Racism solved. We just need a giant volcano in Los Angeles to solve all racism.
Makes sense. Oh, man.
So, apparently, I might be part vegan.
You're part vegan?
I
think it's one of those things. I think that it's like you are or you are not. I don't think there's a whole lot of you're kind of vegan.
Okay, well, I guess the part of me that's vegan is the part that drinks beer.
All right. Enlighten me.
Well, I'm drinking a Modern Times beer called Bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nitro. Oh, that's why it's. Okay, it's a nitro brown ale with coconut and coffee added. And it's vegan. And it's delicious.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know, like, what part of the cow they've cut out of the process.
It's a good question.
Like, I don't think there's any tofu coffee beans.
Who knows?
But it is pretty delicious, man. I've had a few other beers that have made the point of saying this beer is vegan, and they're all delicious.
Okay.
So, you know what, man? I've decided I have the three things I need to live, man. I'm going to go vegan, Sean. I'm going to make it an official declaration. It's going to be nothing but beer, Slurpees, and Oreos for me. Living the healthy life, right?
Perfect. I can't see anything wrong with this.
Because everything I've read on the internet is that veganism is much healthier than a meat-eating diet. It's so my plan is foolproof, right? The internet doesn't lie. Vegan is healthy. Those three things are vegan. Therefore, they're healthy.
Yep. I mean, I think it makes sense to me, Danny. It makes sense to me.
Yes. It's like that It's Always Sunny quote. It's like, I don't know enough about stars. I don't know enough about veganism to question you, but sure, why not?
Exactly.
And the best part is they have different flavored Oreos now, too. So I don't even have to eat the same thing over and over again.
Fair enough, sir.
And apparently, I didn't get any. I was looking for them, but they have a pistachio flavor. Have you had the pistachio flavor, Sean?
I had it a while ago. I thought we talked about it.
Maybe. I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
We did. I do. I did have a new flavor, though, Danny.
Yes?
Peppermint. Oreos.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you jumped on that grenade for me, because I wasn't about to do it.
It's pretty good, man. I mean, obviously you have to like peppermint, but outside of that, it's a pretty good cookie. It was one of the ones that went really quickly in the house. It didn't linger there for a while.
No,
there was no lingering.
Not like the last one that we had, the apple pie one or whatever, that was pretty awful.
Yeah, that one was a little rough. I'm waiting for Easter to come back around because I want the Peeps one. I think that's like my favorite one.
Dude, I haven't had the Peeps one. I was waiting for summer to come around again so I can like hoard all the strawberry shortcake ones because that's my favorite so far.
Fair enough.
That I was only able to get one pack of.
Oh, poor buddy.
Poblacita. So, Should we pour out a 40, have a moment of silence, both, Sean? I don't know how to audibly have a moment for Sir Stanley.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sucky to hear. I mean, I don't think it was really a surprise to anybody that Stanley passed, though. I mean, everybody's been watching the time for, I think, a couple of years now.
Right. He's been, like, in declining health. He's had a personal life drama with between people in charge of his money and family and just different things. So, I mean, it sucks, but at the same time, man, it's like, dude, you gotta let people go sometimes, right?
Yeah, you just do. I mean, he was one of the founding fathers of comics altogether, but definitely led the way for Marvel. So, I think I'm pretty stoked that we were able to meet him that 1 year before time ran out.
Yeah, and what's his name? The dude that played the Winklevoss twins in the Facebook movie, Army Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he isn't happy with how people are commemorating the passing of Stan Lee, or at least some people.
Hmm.
He basically called people out for, like, using Stan Lee passing as a way to gain, like, internet fame, internet points for themselves.
Yeah.
Because he's I guess I could understand where he's coming from, but basically he just called people out that, like, are using Stan Lee's death as an opportunity to post selfies of themselves with him. And then I saw a video replying to that, and the guy was just basically saying, no, man, like, you know, people are doing it to say, you know, look, I got to meet the man. He was a great person and had a meaningful impact in my life. Here's that moment. And here's the story that goes behind it.
Yeah.
But I guess in this day and age, there are people out there that it's like, you know, hey, I got a picture with this old dude. Apparently he's like the Marvel guy or something. follow my Patreon
exactly,
because you know, there's a lot of like gatekeeping going on too, like on Reddit people you're, you know, posted memes like, you know I've only watched his movies but I'm super sad because he passed, or I've never read his comics, and it's like, you know, even if you've only watched the movies, he's had enough cameos, you know, that you know who he is, right?
Yeah, I think if you don't know who Stan Lee is, you must be like a baby or something. It's your only pass.
Right. Well, and then the other thing is people I see posting on the interwebs, it's like, why is everybody sad about this Stan Lee dude? I don't even know who he was. Like,
oh my God.
What's the big deal?
They are Satan. How dare they?
Right. Exactly. Or, you know, America, like the only country where it's cool to proclaim your ignorance about something.
Exactly.
Hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm not no educated person. Or like they just dismiss the movies as like, you know, oh, I didn't watch any of those movies. They're just for kids.
You know what? We don't talk about those people.
We don't need that kind of negativity in our life because those are, you know, I mean, granted, there are parts that are childish, and especially if you see the behind the scenes stuff when they're just the green screen only stuff, it looks pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at that point, isn't any movie basically for kids?
Yeah.
I think or a waste of time, according to them.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, you know, both of us work, you know, you work kind of closer to retail than I do, but we're both affected by the upcoming holidays and Black Friday.
Don't even remind me, man. I gotta work. I work Saturday night. I'm so bummed.
You gotta work 4 days this week?
Yeah. I got, you know, Wednesday's my crapshoot night where nothing happens. And then I have Thursday, Friday, stay up all night Friday. A couple hours of grief. And then I go to work and it's, you know, and by 12s, it ends up, it's going to probably be like 4:15s. So that'll be fun.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, right?
I'm gonna be extra tired next week. I might sleep all Wednesday night instead. Just get up Thursday morning
to eat some turkey and then go back to sleep.
Exactly.
So the reason I bring up Black Friday is not to like give us any PTSD or stress or anything like that, but if you're looking at buying any video games or anything like that, pretty much everybody has their scans of the Black Friday ad up on the interwebs
Yeah,
already.
I'm pretty excited. I think I'm PlayStation is selling is selling play the one of the PS4s with Spider-Man for $200.
Yeah, the gig, the 1 gigabyte, the one terabyte, I'm sorry. The 1 gigabyte. Make sure you buy that external hard drive, because that's not even going to hold the operating system.
Exactly. Yeah, no, my PlayStation's been getting a little wonky, so it's funny. I'm like playing desk. I like I'll let the control. I'll stop. I'll let the controller go. Take my thumbs off the thumbsticks, and my character just starts staring to the, moving to staring to the left, and just keeps turning around. And I've switched multiple controllers, and either I have really bad luck with controllers, or it's actually the PlayStation now.
You might just be drunk, Sean, or your character might be drunk.
My character might be drunk. That's probably true.
Yeah, I know. I saw that deal too. It's like $200 and you get placed, you know, for a terabyte.
Yep.
Oh, I do need a new controller. So I mean, you know, that's how I got my first PlayStation 3 is because I needed a DVD player, and I'm like, why not just get a Blu-ray player?
Dude,
And
they
why not
have
just get a
some,
PlayStation 3?
yeah, they have some sick ass PlayStation controllers out now. The color schemes that they have out there. I don't know if you've browsed recently, but man, there are it almost makes me just want to buy an extra controller just to have one.
Well, I'm kind of sad because, like, in the redoing of my kitchen, my living room, I mean, I broke my fancy color controller that I had.
Ooh, party foul,
I
man.
had, exactly, dude. I had the Uncharted blue controller,
Gotcha.
and now I don't.
No, you don't.
Right, and the other one I have, it doesn't seem to be bother affecting me so much playing other games, but like when I was playing 14, I could just let go of the controller and my character would start walking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I need a new controller, maybe a new PlayStation, because, you know, I only have the 500 gigabyte, I don't have the terabyte.
Yeah, that's fair.
Make my life a little bit easier, I guess.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I know there's a lot of pretty good games that came out recently for 20 or 25 bucks as well.
Yeah.
Like Fallout 76 is on sale
Oh
for
yeah,
all you
I still don't know if
Fallout
I'm
fans.
gonna. I don't know if I'm gonna pick up that one. I'm. We'll talk about it later, but I already got my hands deep in a new game. Plus, now that my Destiny kick is kind of like relaxed a little bit, I'm like focusing on certain little things in the game every week to start knocking out, so I could get a new fancy title. Because Danny, I don't know if you know this, but you should probably just start calling me Dredgen for now on because of my fancy Destiny title.
Well, if we're gonna go by video game, fancy video game titles, then I'm gonna stick to my Fable 2 title.
Dog talker.
Dog Lover.
Dog lover. Dog lover. What are you doing here?
Welcome to town, Dog Lover. Thank you. I feel like the main character in Blazing Saddles when he first rolls up to town, he's like, "Where are all the white women out?" It's like rolling to town. Where are all your dogs at?
Yeah, exactly. What? You know, it's just like some random stranger. Why do they call him Dog Lover? Oh, you know. You
Yes,
know,
or the
and then
joke.
and then like, you know, the NPC's just thinking of like all the dog training you do and like, oh, what a cool guy. Of course they know it. That's what it's about.
All the NPCs, and it's just like the one person is like, couldn't have been dog trainer.
Master of the dogs, like, come
Yes,
on.
the dog whisperer.
Dog
Like that
lover.
joke, you know, a man sitting at a bar by himself, and a you know, a vacationer comes in and sits next to him, and they start chatting it up, and it's like, man, everyone's kind of avoiding you, and he's like, you know, you see that bridge out there? I built that. You think they call me Bob the Bridge Builder? No. You see that, you know, building over there? I built that too. You know, I built all this stuff in this town. Does anybody talk about that? No, you fuck one goat.
Exactly. I was just gonna say that.
You saved the day, but you fucked that dog.
Don't be the goat fucker.
Don't be the dog lover.
I think that was actually like a motivational speech that one of my managers received when he first got to Home Depot years ago. They're like, you know, it's peak season. You can do all the nice things in the world, but you fuck one goat, you're the goat fucker. Don't be the goat fucker. That was like the speech of like, don't fuck up peak season. Don't nice. Be a hero. Just play it safe and get it done.
Oh man. Yeah. Don't fuck the goats or your employees.
I think if you fuck up in peak season, I think that's just a really easy way to lose your job. As a manager, I feel like, especially on the outbound shipping side.
Right. Luckily, you know, like my favorite thing to do during peak is to tell all the managers, you know, when they're complaining about their stress on their job, and I just pull out the, well, that's why they pay you the big bucks. And then they just look at me all sad because, I mean, they're making more money than me per year, but they're also working, you know, 16-hour days, 7 days a week pretty much during peak. So hour-wise, I'm making more money than them.
Yep, exactly.
And they just all pretty much tell me to go fuck myself. In those exact words.
Yeah, you just flip them off.
Yes. So, Sean, I've discovered a new website. I'm going to have to figure out an excuse to use it, too.
What website is that, Dog Lover?
Dog Lover? It's Turo.com, T-U-R-O.
Okay.
It's basically like a mix of like Airbnb and Uber.
Okay.
So like you don't have to, like you don't go and rent a car from like a place and you don't have somebody come pick you up and drive you. You actually get to go rent somebody's fancy car. And it's pretty affordable. Like you can get anything from just like a simple little like Honda for like less than $30 a day or something fancy. Like I saw somebody had their Porsche on here. So there was a you know, a bunch of like Teslas. Like the most expensive car I saw in here was somebody did a Nissan GTR for like $300 a day.
Wow.
Jeez. Or you can rent like a Corvette Z06, like the 600 horsepower Corvette for like $150 a day.
So how does insurance cover this? Like does that company take insurance out on your car in case something happens?
I'm sure, you know, I mean, it's like looking at it, like the deals are you get like so many miles per day. And it's basically like renting a car in a way from rental company, you know, that like, you know, if you don't pay extra for the extra insurance, then you have to take it out of your own pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It comes out of your own insurance. And you just got to basically, I guess, clarify with your insurance company to make sure you're covered.
Yeah, makes sense.
But yeah, so, you know, thinking about like, you know, depending on the car, some cars give you 100 miles a day, some cars give you 200 miles a day from looking.
Yeah.
And so like if you're taking the car for, you know, 4 days and you can drive up to Vegas and back in the fancy car, but not really do too much driving up there. But, you know, who really drives in Vegas anyways?
Not I. Nor yes. I.
Well, in my ideal world, I don't either, but the last couple times I've gone up there with the in-laws, they wanted to go see such fancy things as, like, downtown and the pawn shop on Pawn Stars.
Fair enough.
And, yeah, not really, because I couldn't drink.
That is true.
I had to drive. Nice. Oh, man. So, speaking of websites, Sean, I'm gonna go on a little rant here.
You're going to get a little crazy.
I'm going to get my high horse. So, you know, I go on Reddit. Do you have the app for Reddit, Sean? Or do you just, like, do the mobile?
I have Reddit. It's fun.
So, I guess I don't want to, like, have a membership, so I just lurk, and I just go through my phone, but I actually just go to the browser, reddit.com.
Yep.
And it'll pop up, and it's like, hey, use our app. It's faster. And it's like, no, that's cool, man. I don't want to use the app. And then you click on, and it's like, no, seriously, you should try the app. It does things faster. And it's like, well, first of all, I don't want to use your app. And second of all, the only reason it does things faster is because you're intentionally slowing down the mobile site to force me to do the mobile, to use me, the, to force me to use the app. I'll get English out.
One day
you'll and yes, and so like it'll just sit there and like give me the option. It's like, hey, seriously, no, do you want to like use the app? And I'm like, no, man, I'm cool. All right, because and it's like flashing, use the app, open the Reddit app. No, man.
Nah.
Don't tell me how to live my life, bro.
Oh man.
And then YouTube, you know, it's kind of the same thing, but even worse because they have that new paid service. Where, you know, you don't get ads and you get to, like, I guess, have the video continue while you're not on that page. So if you have to, like, if you get a phone call.
Yeah.
Or answering a text. But it's like, you're watching a video. Why do you want the video to continue?
Exactly.
But now they're like, you know, I was watching a video that was, like, a little over 10 minutes long. Like, barely. Not even, not 11 minutes long. And I got, like, two separate, I got an ad at the beginning and then two ads, like, partway through the video.
Mm-hmm.
Two ad breaks. So is it going to be like now they're just going to throw ads in like every 2 or 3 minutes just until you decide to like pay or abandon YouTube altogether?
Just yeah, they should just do ads every minute. That'll get people to get off YouTube.
Yes, either force people to not use YouTube or force people to pay.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But I do have some good news, I guess, out of a bad situation.
Yes.
This dude got, arrested for swatting, like, over a dozen times. Name is Tyler Barris, 25 years old.
Dog lover, can you explain swatting to those that are not familiar with, gaming?
So, basically, there was a phase where if you were, like, getting killed by somebody in a video game or you just or you're watching their stream and you just wanted to play a prank on them, you would basically call the police and say that there's a threat big enough that the SWAT team would come and kick down their door. Because then, like, the SWAT team would show up and they'd hear gunshots or something like that because they'd generally be playing first-person shooters. You know, and those people tend to have better setups, so they have decent sound systems. And so the police would hear the gunshots, just come in and, you know, basically tackle the people playing the game without even, like, doing it. It's like, dude, I'm sitting at a computer. Like, what am I doing? And yeah. So I guess and I guess near the end, so a lot of the police departments realized what was going on because there was a lot of them where they'd come in, like, and the guy would be like, no, man, I'm just playing a game. And they're like, oh, shit, man, you got swatted. All right, let's you know, they kind of take down details of who they think it would be or whatever, because in this case, two guys got into an argument, and for whatever reason, the guy that he was getting an argument with gave him a fake address to a place in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
And the police showed up, and the dude didn't know what was going on, opened the door, and ended up getting shot and died.
Yep.
So, like, I guess, you know, because it's the police, nothing's going to happen to them. But the dude is entered a guilty plea, and now he's going to serve between 20 to 25 years in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's really hard because it just sucks for the police in this case because, you know, if they're hearing what they believe to be, you know, live fire or whatnot, they go in and, you know, like, I think for sure, like, the one kid need to be punished. Like, I don't even know if 20, 25 years is right, because you can almost argue the point that this is, like, almost first-degree homicide, because he intentionally went to, you know, disrupt the game by swatting, and with it resulting in a death. It's almost could be, I think, almost be said as determined homicide.
Right, but I think that's why he took the plea, is probably because he was probably going to get life or even longer. And so, you know, generally they do that in cases where it's like, you know, we'll give you, instead of like wasting time and money with a trial, if you just plead guilty right now, here's what we'll give you.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair.
So, yes. So that's that. Hopefully that's a deterrent. I mean, I haven't heard any cases of it really happening since this case with the guy getting killed. I guess people finally realized that it took somebody dying to realize that this might not be as funny as other people think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny at all. It's a waste of money.
It's a waste of resources, yes. Yeah. And like this, you know, you never know what's going to happen, who's going to show up, how the, as far as the responding officers, you don't know how the person getting swatted is going to respond, if they're even going to have a chance to respond, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to expect that they're going in with worst case, expecting the worst case scenario.
Right. They're not going to go knock on the door and say, hey, we heard there might be, like, gunshots here. Is it cool if we look around before we overreact?
Yeah, exactly.
So, breaking news, Sean. Breaking news. You like my breaking news sound effect?
Yeah.
I just made it up right now on the spot.
I think it's pretty funny, but I think everybody that hears it on Friday will be technically old news, right?
I guess. I mean, isn't everything old news? Unless you heard it, then it's new news. But I was just informed by friend of the show, Man Thing, and confirmed by Kotaku that Sony is not even going to show up to E3 next year.
Whoa. Damn. What is that all about?
Right. They're not going to have a booth. They're not going to have a press conference. They're just not even going to show up.
Damn.
So
who fucking pissed off Sony?
Right. Well, they also canceled their like annual thing that they do at the end of the year. Like it's supposed to be right around now.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the move makes sense for Sony as the company's 2019 press would presumably revolve around three of the four games that showcased last year: Death Stranding, The Last of Us 2, and Ghosts of Tsushima. None of which currently have release dates. All three are expected to come out in the latter half of 2019. Or later. So I guess...
If you have nothing to show, don't show anything at all.
Pretty much, yeah. And it says it also hints at the timing of the Sony's next PlayStation. So it says that people are expecting it to drop in 2020. And for some reason, apparently, the publisher skipping E3 in 2019 certainly points to that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it costs probably a lot of money for them to do stuff like that, and they feel like, you know, if they really have nothing to show or give, then why do it? I mean, it makes sense, you know. They could take their time to do other things than broadcast what's going on in the world of Sony.
Right, but I still don't see how you're jumping to that leap of, well, because they're not showing up this year, that 100% definitely means that the PlayStation 5 is coming out in 2020.
Yeah, that's a way too much of a stretch.
No, right. I
don't believe that at all.
No. I mean, I'm not saying like it's not possible. I'm just saying like, yeah, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like one of those things where it's like if next year they announce that it's coming out in 2020, then this person going to be like, "See, I told you." And if it doesn't, then no, then he'll be like, you know, the stars lined up, and that's how I thought it would go. Yeah. Like, there's nothing bad for them happen if it doesn't happen, but this person can take credit if it does. Oh, man. So, I've been playing a new mobile game, Sean.
Well, what is that?
It's called Idle Miner.
Okay.
And so, there's like a whole series of it. There's one called Idle Heroes, there's Idle Farmer, and a couple other. And basically, the premise is that you have to, you know, level things up while you're playing. But then when you're not playing, it continues to earn experience and do different things. So, like, the Idle Miner, like, it's just basically mining. There's, like, a bunch of different mines, and there's weekly events that happen, and there's different things, like, other mine area to help level things up. And so, like, right now, you know, all my mines are earning money as I'm talking to you. Yeah. And then I go through and I can, like, use that money to level them up or to upgrade them and whatever. And then so that they can earn more money when I'm offline.
Yep. Gotcha.
But the cool thing is that the game can also be played in airplane mode.
Nice.
Like, the only downfall is, like, a lot of the bonuses, like, you can watch videos to, like, boost your mind by, like, double when you're watching it. Or, like, four times when you're, like, it's away, basically, but you have to watch ads. So,
Damn those ads.
But then the cool thing is like, as you're watching ads, it gives you opportunities to earn treasure chests to level up different things too. So
gotcha.
I mean, there's end game purchases, but you don't really need to make them. Like, I did a couple just because I was playing the shit out of the game anyways.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the ones that I did gave all of my mines 2 times up all the time, no matter whether I'm playing or not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one gave the money that I'm earning while I'm away 2 times up.
Yeah.
So basically, by paying those, I'm, like, earning 4 times the away money than I would if I didn't pay. And that cost me, like, $11, I think, or less.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It wasn't like something that you buy once and then it goes away forever, like in some of the mobile games. Or you pay $10 and you get 5,000 coins or whatever, and you spend the coins, and then you're like, all right, well, I don't know what I'm doing now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's both fun and not fun because it triggers all of my OCD buttons too.
It does it now.
Yes, so like I'm playing it and just things are happening and it rewards you. It knows how to reward you pretty well to keep playing. It's motivational.
Gotcha.
So
nice. Well, I'm glad that you found something to play during your busy times.
Yeah, at work when it's dead. Or when I should be working, but I just don't want to. Gotta love the union.
Exactly.
So
savage.
As mentioned earlier in the show, Sean, you alluded to you playing a game.
I am playing a game. I decided to get my old cowboy hat out, and I ended up getting Red Dead Redemption. Or Red Dead 2, I should say. The second one. Did you play
RDR2?
The first one? Yeah, RDR2. Red Dead Redemption 2. Did you play the first one, though?
A little bit. Not much.
Did you just not enjoy it, or...?
I borrowed it from somebody, and then I had, like, other stuff kind of thing when I got it, because the problem with games is most of them come out around this time of the year.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get into it a little bit, and then I end up having to take a month off of life.
Yep.
And so, and that's why, like, I want to play Fallout 76, but I think I'm going to have to wait until probably after Christmas to even get it.
Gotcha.
And it's like, right, because I'm not going to play it anyway, so.
Yeah, might as well just wait.
Yes, maybe get it on sale or something.
Yeah. So, Red Dead is made by Rockstar, who does GTA, and I played the first one a long time ago. I didn't play the expansion packs, though, but the game, the first one was just fantastic, and the second one seems to be living up to the hype, though. I finished chapter one. I'm almost done with chapter two. It's a little bit different because, like, you're in, like, in a gang versus just kind of being, like, a lone ranger. But it has all the same things that you could do, like, in the first one with, like, hunting and riding horses and doing bounties to go find, like, bad people and stuff like that. So...
So you just want to be careful, man. There's a YouTuber that got banned because he fed a feminist to an alligator.
Okay.
And there's a guy on Reddit that posted a thing about what happens if you take a black guy to a KKK meeting.
Jeez. I did find one of the KKK meetings. I did justice right, and I murdered them. So it wasn't easy. I wish I had dynamite
for
that one video I saw.
And apparently people are upset too because they're mad that you can kill the KKK in this game and it's okay, but you can't kill feminists apparently, then it's not okay.
People are upset that it's okay to kill that it's okay to kill them, like they wish that you couldn't kill the KKK.
Or it gave negative consequences, yes.
So, fair enough. I mean, each their own, but they're kind of dicks. They didn't do a lot of nice things in history. I don't know if you knew this or not.
No. They're not alt-right with me.
Yeah, I did not realize that you could feed people to alligators. I bumped into a little bit of a swampland doing a mission, and I killed a couple alligators, but I have not, like, I'll have to see about just feeding random people.
Yeah, because basically, like, I did a few missions in the first game, but then it just devolved into me, like, kidnapping people and tying them to train tracks.
Yeah, that is pretty fun to watch. My favorite thing was always to go after the witnesses and, like, in this game you could threaten them. In the last game, I think you had to kill them. So you could actually threaten people, like, hey, if you tell on me, I'm going to murder you. And they're like, all right. And then you get away with your crime.
Nice. You don't have to, like, commit double murder. You can just be like, hey, you didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, man, I didn't see shit.
Exactly. I know there's a couple other, like, little random... There's supposed to be different ghosts around. I know one. There's, like, a goat in the swampland. I think there's, like, a ghost lady. I've already been to, like, this... It seems like this building in the middle of nowhere. And basically everybody, like, committed suicide with, like, taking a potion. It was, like, some kind of weird human sacrifice thing. So I wasn't there at night, though. So it'd be interesting to run back over there if I could find it again at night. You could definitely tell there are tensions in the gang about the gang surviving, because basically, like, a job went really bad, and that was kind of like the intro, is, like, you take place, like, running from this job. So you don't even do the job, you just take place, like, running away. And there's definitely tension on why the leader of the group, like, did something, and nobody really has a lot of details on what happened. They just have, like, a vague part of what happened. And, like, he just keeps talking about how they're going to be okay and they'll make it through this tough time. They just have to lay low for a while, then they could go pick up their money. I just really feel like something is going to happen to where I think he's going to either get killed and you take over the gang, or he's going to betray. There's just something doesn't seem right to me.
Right. And that's, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll be like, oh, I can see that coming a mile away. That's horrible storytelling versus they're setting it up to where it's a plausible thing that's actually going to happen for a reason, as opposed to, you know, for shits and giggles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like, you know, it just feels like something's wrong. Like, there's something.
Right. You don't know what it is. Right. And you need something like that in that game anyways, because you need tension. It's not all going to be fun.
Yep.
And good times, especially in you know, gangs,
yeah,
you know, cattle rustling gangs in the Old West.
Exactly. So, but I mean, overall, it's pretty solid, man. I'm definitely enjoying it, and I would recommend picking it up to anybody who wants to just kind of play an easy, casual one player game.
Right, and I've know a few people that are playing it, and I've heard nothing but good things about it. I mean, the first one was pretty awesome, and I'm actually kind of surprised that everyone's, like, positive about this game.
Yeah.
Just because it's been so long, and all these expectations.
That is true. I mean, I think they just made another solid game, though.
Right, it's kind of like the Incredibles 2 of the gaming world, where there was a long time in between, but they didn't really mess anything up.
Yeah. Exactly. Speaking of sequels, Danny, Disney released a new teaser for the next Toy Story movie.
Two teasers in 2 days.
Oh boy.
They're super teases.
Double down. Double kill.
And the best thing is like, there's no idea what's going on in the plot of the movie in these two teasers. Like, the first one is just them, like swinging arms and swaying, and then they kind of introduce a new character, and then everyone falls down and starts stumbling and stuff.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm not a toy.
Yeah.
And it's basically just like a plastic spork with like eyes drawn on and like the pipe cleaner craft things as like arms.
Exactly.
And there's already a few artists that I follow on the Instagram that have done things with him.
Oh, I bet.
And the trailer's only been out for a couple days, so more will come out. I guess you can cosplay as him.
Wow, I guess so. I'll be a spork.
Oh. Be a spork with pipe cleaner arms.
Exactly.
And then the other one, it looks like it takes place at a carnival, and there's a couple toys talking, and they're just basically, like, making fun of Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, figure out
what. And then he walks up, him and Woody. Yes. And then when they get it, they're like, they get it right. He shows up, and he's like, here's how it goes. And he's like, to infinity and beyond. And they're like, dude, I don't think you understand how space works, man, because, like, you can't get to infinity. You definitely can't go beyond it.
Yeah, exactly. They just start laughing, even though, like, that's who is literally who they're talking about.
Right, right. Well, they're just making fun of him because it doesn't make any sense. You can't go beyond infinity. You can't even get to infinity.
Yeah.
Infinity is forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point of what Buzz is saying, because you keep going until you get there, even if you never get there.
Yeah, exactly. No, I
agree. And then we got the one trailer that everyone's been looking forward to, Sean. Movie of the century.
Movie of the century. What is it, Dan?
Detective Pikachu.
Oh my god. It was so... I laughed pretty hard when I was watching it. Like, it's gonna be really stupid funny. Like, it sounds like it's really not gonna take that itself serious, and I think we're gonna get some solid, like, above kid level jokes in this movie.
Well, I mean, it does have Ryan Reynolds as the voice of Pikachu, and I'm sure, you know, after Deadpool, he's got a little bit of weight as far as, like, he knows how to make studios money.
Yeah, exactly.
But all is not rainbows and butterflies with this movie, Sean.
Why?
People wanted somebody else to do the voice of Pikachu.
Who did they want?
Danny DeVito.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I disagree. I disagree with it, and it's not because I'm on the Ryan Reynolds train. I just don't know if... it just doesn't make sense for, like, what was going on in the movie, in the trailer, that would be a good cast.
I'm happy with the Ryan Reynolds choice, but I think Danny DeVito would have been pretty funny. Like, he's got his voice is different. Yeah. And he could, you know, with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and stuff like that, he can definitely, you know, keep up with the comedy the same way Ryan Reynolds can.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're replacing him with somebody not good at, you know, ad-libbing comedy or anything like that, you know. So it just would have been a different choice. And definitely somebody who isn't being cast a lot, like Ryan Reynolds and his sexiness. Yes, I saw a picture they posted of him. Well, it was him and his wife, but, like, Blake Lively was, like, the center of the picture, and you just saw, like, half of his face.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, like, basically talking about how perfect Blake Lively is, and they're like, can anybody spot anything wrong with this picture? And they posted it on Twitter, and he replied, the cropping.
That's true. That's funny.
But, yeah, so, I mean, all the Pokemon that were shown looked really good. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the fears of the Pokemon fans, that they wouldn't do them right.
Yeah. No, I think definitely came out good.
Yeah, I saw a meme, and it was talking about, you know, kids today don't understand the struggle, you know, and they showed the cartoon Pikachu versus the movie Pikachu, and then they showed the, you know, video game Goomba from Super Mario Brothers, and then the movie Goomba from the Super Mario Brothers movie. And how horrible they looked compared to... they look more like lizards, not mushrooms.
Yeah.
So, at least they kept Pikachu true. And then somebody made a... I got sent an edit where somebody overdubbed Alex Jones, the crazy conspiracy guy, as Pikachu.
Jeez.
saying his crazy conspiracy things. About how all the water's making the frogs gay.
No, oh, geez. that's pretty ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, it's like without giving anything away, the basic premise of part of the premise of the movie is that nobody can understand the Pokemon.
Yes.
Except apparently, like, trainers or something, because he's like talking to Pikachu, and he's like, "Wait, you understand me?" And then they show a scene where he's walking down the street, and it's like do you hear him? And they show Pikachu, and he's like, Pika, Pika.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, oh, yeah, he's so cute. Pika, 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 you too. So apparently, like, they're changing the canon of Pokemon that all the Pokemon can actually talk. It's just we can't hear them or understand them.
Yeah.
I mean, so Squirtle says more than just Squirtle, Squirtle.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, it looks pretty good. It's supposed to be coming out next year?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if they're just releasing the first trailer now, and it's the end of the year, so... Yeah, just keep an eye out for it. It looks pretty good. Check out the trailer. Watch it.
Hopefully
watch it
a lot. Hopefully I'll go to a movie theater and actually watch a movie.
Next year. Next year when it'll start again. Yes. Get our lives back. So I did watch a movie, not at the theater, Sean. I've been actually watching a couple movies at home.
Have you? Look at you.
Yes, with my old man Netflix. So I watched the first Purge.
Okay.
Which, basically, at the premise, it was just like the test run of the Purge, and they picked an island like in New Jersey, and they did it in like a ghetto, the ghettos, where they paid people to stay behind, and then they also paid you more if you actually participated. And, you know, of course, like, the government people were the bad guys, and, you know, nobody was really purging. Everyone was just kind of hiding out because they just wanted the money for participating, but, you know, they didn't want to die. And so then they were kind of like riding the founding father's political party, was the new founding father's political party, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of writing their whole like campaign promises and stuff on the Purge working. Yeah. So they ended up at, you know, sending in mercenaries and stuff to start taking people out. And the movie was pretty good. I mean, it's all of it's like the Purge verse is pretty good. You know, they're kind of more, a little more political. They're starting to develop a story. Reading reviews for this one, people were complaining because like, SJWs are ruining the world by making movies. It's like, you know, of course all the black people are the heroes and all the white people are the bad guys. And it's like, well, I mean, the movie was filmed in the ghetto. I mean, not so much the ghetto, but the projects.
Yeah. Like, what did they
expect? And so it's not unrealistic for there to be more, you know, non-white people there. People of color, as politically correct to say.
Yeah.
And the new founding fathers are, you know, supposed to be the rich white people in every movie. You know, to the point where people are breaking down. It's like, well, the population of this area, this state is this much, but the minority population is only this much. So the fact that the movie has this high of a percentage makes it unbelievable. And it's like, dude, you're thinking too much, man. just like, don't think it as real as being real, but just understand that there's a point trying to be made. But then I watched that because I had to watch that because USA did a 10 episode Purge show.
Yeah.
So the show is pretty good. 10 episodes, self-contained. They follow the four people. They follow. They set up the Purge possibly taking place in other countries. More purges. More TV show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad that the Purge universe is more put together than DC's universe for their movies.
It happens.
Or even like Universal with their Monster Universe.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a big part of that is the fact that like nobody knew that they were making the Purgeverse, right?
Yeah.
It's just a movie and then a sequel and then another sequel. And the next thing you know, there's a TV show and they're all kind of tied together in a way. So it's kind of interesting to see how this will all be played out. Like, If there's like a superpowered Purge team up.
Yeah. No, it'd be interesting to see what kind of stuff they end up putting together.
Right. And then I watched, I'm on vacation this week before all hell breaks loose at work. So I ended up watching a couple movies I've had sitting around. Sicario, the first one, and then Day of the Soledad.
Hmm.
Basically it's, Josh, what's his name? Thanos. Benicio.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I want to say Hartnett, but it's not Hartnett. But then Benicio del Toro's in the first one. I mean, well, he's in both. And then Emily Blunt's in the first one. And it took out, it took place before Get Out, but the actor that's in Get Out, Josh Brolin. There it is.
Yeah.
Got it. Josh Brolin. So basically, like, the first one, like, they explain that Sicario means hitman. Gotcha. And so they kind of are going after the drug cartels with Emily Blunt and Daniel, the guy from Get Out, and he's also in Black Panther. They're FBI agents, mm-hmm. and they kind of get recruited to work in it with an interdepartmental team and basically taking the drug war to the cartels.
Okay.
And then the second one opens up with a terrorist attack, and then we're kind of trying to figure out how they got into the country, and they're figuring out that the cartels aren't really making as much money through drugs as they are through moving people across the border.
Yeah.
And so they kind of are going to put the, you know, the cartels as terrorists on the list of organizations of terrorists.
Gotcha.
And so they kind of go after them more in this one. And they try to start a war between the cartels, and all hell breaks loose.
Oh, wow.
They're a little slow, but they're really good. Like, Benicio del Toro is amazing in these movies. I mean, he's pretty good in everything, but he's really good in these.
Okay.
And Josh Brolin, he's not in it as much in the second one as he is in the first one, but he's really good too.
Yeah.
He just kind of plays that cocky, my way or the highway kind of asshole. Mm-hmm. That the, you know, high up in, like, the, you know, secret black ops organizations would have.
Yeah.
And then, did you ever watch the show called Burn Notice on USA?
No, I did not watch it.
It's actually pretty good. Basically, this guy's like a FBI or CIA, and he gets his identity revealed. And so the whole show is him trying to figure out why he got burned, and people are coming after him and stuff. But the main actor from that movie is from that show is in this movie as well. But yeah, there's a lot of really good action scenes. Definitely, elicits emotions, whether you agree with the movie or not, you're definitely going to react to what's going on.
Okay.
You nice. Definitely, you know, right? And they set up for there being a third one, because the second one just came out beginning of this year, or I'm pretty sure, so I'm hoping they make a third one. More Benicio del Toro, more Josh Brolin antics south of the border.
Nice. Very nice. It sounds like some pretty good stuff to watch.
Yes. Definitely. The first one came out a couple years ago, and the second one, obviously, because it came out before Get Out. I think 2014 or 15.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, it's that time of the year where Danny and I get really busy with work, and just due to schedule constraints and obviously just a lot of hours coming up for working, we're going to go ahead and take our winter break. We will be back in 2019. We have our 100th episode coming up, and we have all sorts of other things that will probably line up on. And I think 2018 was just a really awesome year, and I'm really excited to get this winter over with and take a little bit of a break and come back and hit it hard in 2019.
Exactly. I'm going to be that guy. Everybody, see you next year.
You don't have to deal with our shit until next year.
I know. Hooray for you. Fuck us. Oh, man. So, yeah, but in the meantime, I'll be still be posting stuff on the Instagrams. We'll be posting stuff on the Facebooks. Go ahead and give us a follow there, Hoppyhead Productions. Review us, like us, tell friends about us, tell enemies about us, whichever one you feel more appropriate.
Yep. Yeah, and don't forget, on Black Friday, you can listen to this podcast for free.
Yes. You don't have to wake up. You can listen to it whenever you want. No standing in lines.
Exactly. Yep. Like Danny All said, right, Sean, follow us everywhere. And we'll be back next year.
It's been a fun year, sir. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yep. Same to everybody out there. We'll see you guys.